Chapter 1. Christina frowned at the clock. It was time to go to work, to the job she loved. The horses at the rescue ranch were a delight to take care of. They were so sweet and loving. Riding the younger horses made her happy. Maggie Ann, her boss, was the hardest worker she'd ever known, never expecting more from anyone than she was willing to do herself. The other girls were great. Well, Lily was great. She was still getting used to Terry and her eccentric ways. The girl did have some spot-on insights, but she needed a filter. Not everyone wanted their issues broadcast. She sighed. She had to get moving or she would be late to her job, the one she'd loved until 10 days ago, when the sheriff had dragged Bobby Ray back into her life. The key word there was dragged. Why he had been so reluctant to talk to her, she had no idea. Every day of her life since he'd driven away with his family to move to Colorado when they were both 10 years old, she'd missed him with an ache so fierce she thought she might die from it. And he had to be forced to see her? That was just, excuse her French, fucked up. She had prayed for him every single day that he would be safe and happy. Every single day. And for 2 weeks of that time, he'd been hiding and lurking in the bushes, watching her work. Sheriff John had found Bobby lurking when he'd been looking for the guys sabotaging Maggie Ann's horse rescue ranch. How long would he have stayed hidden if that hadn't happened? She shook her head at the idiot. If she'd been more in tune with her woo-woo side, like Terry was, she'd have known. In some ways, she had known, or at least sensed. She started thinking about him whenever she was in the arena, having whole conversations with him in her head. He'd been less than 50 yards away and couldn't say hi. Every time she thought of that, she wanted to kick something, preferably Bobby Ray, or Rob, as the sheriff had introduced him. It had been 10 days. She figured she'd had another 4 days to stew, making it a nice round 2 weeks. All true Scotsmen knew a good brood was needed in a situation like this, and she figured 2 weeks was good. After that, she was going to find Bobby Ray, grab him by the front of his shirt and demand some answers, because by then she would be ready to kick some ass, and she was totally tired of these thoughts running around and around in her head. Christina walked through the living room before she left and gave the 4 bouquets of the 3 flowering plants water as needed. Obviously, Bobby Ray had found her address 7 days ago, and some florist was making a killing. Good for the florist. She pulled her thick mane of red hair into a ponytail, yanked on her coat, and tried not to slam the door. She didn't want to have to replace the glass in the top of it again. Rob had screwed up big time with Chrissy. No, wait. She was going by her full name now, Christina. He needed to get used to that. If she ever spoke to him again, he had to respect her wishes and call her Christina. She would always be Chrissy Lou in his heart, though. Chrissy Lou, with the flame red hair, had pulled him through some tough spots during his tour in Afghanistan and a few other times in his life. In fact, the memory of her alone had sustained him. He headed into town in his old truck. He hadn't been hired at the sheriff's department yet. He had to finish his degree first, but they were letting him do ride-alongs, orienting him to the duties of the job and the territory they covered on a daily basis. The county was not a small one. Rob wondered how long Christina was going to sulk before she hunted him down and demanded answers. When they'd been kids, she'd explained in great detail the Scottish brood that her father had instilled in her. She'd said it was the only proper way to deal with anger or hurt. Rob figured no less than a few more days would be 2 weeks, but she might go 3. He hoped it wouldn't be longer than 3 weeks. He wanted to see her and talk to her and explain. She deserved it, and he didn't want it hanging over his head any longer. He needed to stop by the florist on his way to work. It was time for another flowering plant. Maybe he should try one of the touristy places or the art gallery he'd seen, to see if they had any kind of permanent flowers, like made out of glass or encased in it. He also needed something to give her when she came after him, but he didn't know what. When they'd been kids, it had been a whole lot easier.